Soon, Ava got a brain freeze and we tried to calm her down. "I'm spinning," she wheezed. I suddenly slapped her hard on the back and she shook her head. "Whoa, whoa, I'm free! Freedom!" Ava cried, running around like a headless chicken. We all started making jokes about how the public started to react. Soon, it was museum scanning time. It was all about the Olympians and the Titans, as well as the gods and goddesses. It was very interesting, and luckily, I got to take all of the pictures as well as write down notes in my extra special panda notebook that is glittering. There were sculptures and messages, as well as what they control and what side they were on for the wars or battles. It was time to leave in a few hours, so we all crowded into the bus, trying to save seats for friends or catch the wonderful view first. "Hey!" I shouted at a boy who had shoved me. "Dude, not cool!" I pouted as my friends giggled and laughed about how I looked like a toddler tantrum. We took our seat at the middle row and we drove back to school. Nico went over to the boy before sitting and argued with him for a few minutes about shoving. "You understand?" Nico shouted. "Yes, yes," the boy whimpered like Nico was an angry teacher. Nico turned around, her long flowy hair thrashing in the wind. She was very pleased with herself, it seemed, from the expression on her face.